Welcome back to our season finale of This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Time to bring back Joe Tolleson, who has gone through his archive vaults to find the best plays and most memorable moments of this past season. Joe gets it started with a milestone goal.
Papier near side. Tough angle shot goes through the crease. And now Puka starts back. 2-on-1 with Shanahan. Puka down the right wing for the circle. He holds. Cuts to the net. Backhand shot. Pulls it to save. Loose in front. Shanahan. He scores. Number 600. For Brendan Shanahan.
Sam, nothing like hitting a major milestone in your first game with your new team. Kenny Albert, the call on MSG Radio in New York, as Brendan Shanahan was the first of three superstars to hit the 600 goal mark. Colorado's Joe Sakic and Shanahan's Ranger teammate Jaromir Jagr also eclipsed that plateau. Jagr then became the leading European-born goal scorer, moving past Jari Kurri.
Nylander plays it out to Aaron Ward. Shot deflected by Jagr. He scores! Jaromir Jagr deflects home an Aaron Ward shot from the right point, his second of the game.
Jaromir Jagr's 602nd career goal. Jagr and Sakic can also pile up the points.
Sakic leaves off, Svato's shot, loose puck in front, and Burnett scores for Colorado on the rebound. Joe Sakic assists. Number 1,500 in points.
Norm Jones, the call on KKFN, the fan in Denver, as Joe Sakic's helper was a milestone point. Jagr also hit the 1,500-point mark this season. And for the first time in NHL history, five players hit the 500-goal mark.
Sundin carries it out. He's got Gill breaking. Sundin's in over the line with a shot. Score! Holy mackerel! He does it again! His 500th career goal!
Coming in, McDonald. In front to Solani, and there is goal number 500.
Holmquist along the near boards, held up by Caberle. Nothing called, got it to Kelleher, flipped in front, he score! Peter Bondra with his 500th NHL goal!
Toronto's Matt Sundin, Anaheim's Teemu Selanne, and Chicago's Peter Bondra reached this impressive benchmark, along with Pittsburgh's Mark Recchi and Mike Modano of Dallas, who after reaching 500 goals, moved past Joe Mullen into the top spot on the American goal-scoring list. And from the guys who have been around a while, to the kids just getting started.
From behind the goal, the Penguins get the puck in front. Malkin shoots and scores! He's set up by Crosby! And Malkin gives the Penguins a 2-1 lead. Oh, he smoked them like a bad cigar! Evgeny Malkin, 6-in-6.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network, as Evgeny Malkin became the first rookie to score a goal in each of his first six games since 1917, the first year of the NHL. His Penguins teammate Jordan Staal is in the books because he scored three goals in a game at the age of 18 years, 153 days.
Malkin comes hurriedly up the right side. Caberle has nothing left on the tank to come back. Malkin drop past to Staal. Here he turns around a man, looks, shoots, scores! Jordan Staal gets the hat trick, and the Pittsburgh Penguins win it in overtime, 6-5.
Staal is the youngest player in NHL history with a hat trick, and Colorado's Paul Stastny holds the rookie point streak record.
Stastny, and left of the cage, Burnett. Burnett trying to walk in and jam it in, can't lose puck. Hejduk scores! Milan Hejduk has scored for Colorado. A power play goal, and we're tied at one.
Oh, real nice job. Paul Stastny, I think, is going to pick up an assist here, Norm. That will give him sole possession of that NHL record now.
Norm Jones and Curtis Lecision on KKFN as Stastny recorded a point in 20 consecutive games, eclipsing Teemu Selanne's mark of 17. And no discussion of young stars is complete without Sid the Kid.
Comes over to the near boards to Gonchar. Left it behind the net. Christensen to Crosby in front of Recchi. He shoots and scores! The wrecking ball from Crosby! And the Penguins have a 2-0 lead!
Mike Lang again as Sidney Crosby had two assists in the final game of the regular season to boost his point total to a league-high 120 to become the youngest player to win the Art Ross Trophy. And the Rocket Richard Trophy goes to Vinny LeCavalier.
LeCavalier to the left wing. 3-on-2 across the blue line left circle. Little spin-a-rama shot. Score! Score! 50! 50! LeCavalier has done it!
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE in Tampa as Vincent LeCavalier would add two more down the stretch for a league-best 52 goals. And Montreal's Sheldon Soure is tops among blue liners.
Deep into Rangers country. Now drifts back to the right point. Over to Markov, left side. Soure, one-timer, rips it, scores! NHL record for Sheldon Soure. The most power play goals by any NHL defenseman in a single season.
Rick Moffitt on CJAD in Montreal as Soure eclipsed Denny Potvin by scoring 19 extra man goals. And Montreal native Martin Brodeur piled up the wins in New Jersey.
The Flyers played in as the final horn sounds, And the Devils come pouring off the bench to congratulate Marty Brodeur, who wins his 48th game of the season, a new National Hockey League record.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as Brodeur set a new single-season standard for goalies. And finally, we leave you with the final moment of the 2006-2007 season as Sam Rosen had the call of Anaheim becoming the Stanley Cup champion.
They count it down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Anaheim Ducks are the Stanley Cup champions! The Stanley Cup has come to California!
Sam, a great call to finish a great season. We'll take a little time to recharge the batteries, then we'll be back in October to follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe, and Joe did a great job all season long picking out some great highlights and bringing you the excitement from around the NHL. Coming up next, I'll wrap up this season finale by answering one last email. You're listening to This Week in the NHL on Westwood One.